WCBR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a very special.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We've just learned more about the driver accused of ramming his U-Haul into barriers near the White House and making threats against the president and vice president. The Secret Service identifies him as a 19-year-old from Chesterfield, Missouri. Correspondent Nancy Cordes has more.
The suspect is in custody. Here's what we know right now. This incident took place around 10 p.m. last night. Video surfaced on social media showing the exact moment when the U-Haul driver tried to ram the truck past the barriers near the White House.
Same video shows officers removing what appears to be a Nazi flag from the truck. Still no agreement after another round of debt talks between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. CBS's Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
He's going to continue to talk to President Biden. He has encouraged the negotiators to continue talking in the hopes that they can craft something. I mean, he said it is really critical that they try to get a deal this week in order to meet that timetable.
The deadline's June 1st. McCarthy pledges to meet every day until they reach an agreement. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy has issued a public health advisory warning parents about the dangers of kids on social media. He says it can interfere with a critical phase of brain development and even increase sensitivity to social rewards and punishments. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has signed a new red flag law that allows family members, police, and others to petition judges to remove guns from someone they believe poses an immediate threat to themselves or others.
We have heard too many times from those who knew a mass shooter who had expressed concern in advance about that mass shooter's intentions, but weren't able to take any further course of action.
Three students were shot and killed at Michigan State University 3 months ago. A deadly crash triggered a riot in Wales.
This was the scene at a housing project on the edge of Cardiff last night. A crash in which two teenagers died triggered a riot, apparently after false rumors spread on social media blaming police for the accident. The rioters threw firecrackers, bricks, and obscenities at police trying to restore order. Cars were set on fire. Hours later, burning rubble still filled the streets as terrified residents cowered in their homes.
That's Vicky Barker reporting, and an update on the health of an Oscar-winning actor.
I'm the dude, so that's what you call me.
Big Lebowski's Jeff Bridges, who's recovering from non-Hodgkin lymphoma and a severe case of COVID, tells AARP magazine his 12-inch tumor has shrunk to the size of a marble after chemotherapy. The 73-year-old says he came close to dying from COVID 2 years ago. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinair. Here's what you need to know. Parents at Monday night's meeting of the Grafton School Board expressed frustration over the handling of a teacher at John Long Middle School. David Schrader is facing a felony charge of terrorist threats. Prosecutors say he threatened his students in class earlier this month after Schrader found two students with a swastika drawing and told the class, quote, "I wish pain on you and all your families," unquote. Schrader also said he owned 17 guns. Schrader, who is Jewish, wasn't arrested until hours after the incident after a parent called police. In Burlington, a memorial of flowers and candles continues growing in honor of 16-year-old Jack Myers. The junior at Burlington High School was struck and killed by a train Sunday afternoon. Investigators say Myers tried to cross the tracks while the warning signals were activated. I'm Jane Matinair. This is Civic Media News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You know, it doesn't hurt to have a little Gladys Knight and getting down to the nitty-gritty every now and then. But anyway, we're having a conversation about what is going to happen with baby boomers in the next 10 years when we are going to, the tapestry of this nation is going to be covered, unfortunately, with many people who have aged and maybe didn't make enough money, maybe did some wrong things with their money. That's not going to change. That's going to happen. And there's going to be cost associated with it. And so it doesn't matter whether you're a Generation Xer or Y or a millennial. This is going to impact and affect your lives and the future of you in this country. And it's an issue that has to be addressed. Cassandra, thank you for holding on. You say what?
Yeah, as I was saying earlier, I'm going to play devil's advocate and perhaps tell you something that you may not like hearing. And that is that many of the baby boomers, during their prime earning years, they voted for policies that decimated the social welfare system. Many of them voted for Ronald Reagan. And,
yes.
And we just can't say that it was
Bill Clinton,
primarily white workers who were responsible for the contraction of the welfare state. Bill Clinton signed the Welfare Reform Act. And I remember as a young woman in her 20s during the Clinton administration, I recall him signing that act, and there were several of our black politicians standing right next to him, you know, as he signed legislation into law that was truly going to hurt the black community.
So hang on, and I'll give you as much time as you want. Here's what I want to say to that. Yes, Bill Clinton signed that, but that's the misconception that is being that people keep saying as if this is a black issue. It's not a black issue. Black people only make up 12% of the population in the country. So when you're talking about people who are going to be struggling and suffering, the majority of them are white. And so this is not a black issue. This is an issue that where people who are human beings, not color, not Democrat, not Republican, are going to be faced with these harsh realities, and our nation is going to be faced with that. And it's going to have to be a bipartisan decision that's going to be made that's going to fix this, as Bill Clinton's welfare reform was bipartisan. So, Cassandra, it's not about, and I'm not talking about this from the perspective of black people. I'm talking about this from the perspective of human beings who are going to be suffering and struggling.
Earl, you're right, but notice what I said. I talked about Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was primarily voted into office by whites. White baby boomers now are financially struggling. They're not going to have a secure retirement. So it isn't just about blacks, but whites have to take responsibility for their voting behavior during their prime earning years, because now that safety net is not going to be enough for them. You know, it's more or less been taken away for many whites. And so as a Generation X, all I'm saying is that it's just time for the boomer generation to be held accountable for their decisions or their inaction. So
I would agree with you that the decisions that have been made were made by baby boomers and politically. And yes, you know, they Ronald Reagan came in and certainly he kind of got the ball rolling, and many of the people who voted for him didn't realize what the outcome of those things were going to be. But all that stuff now, Cassandra, we can look back on it, and yes, you're right, but that's not going to change the fact and the reality of what's coming down the pike. The question becomes, what is the nation going to do about it? Because it's a tsunami. And those of you who are Generation X's and millennials will be here and having to deal with it. You know, and you can't kick the can down the road and say, well, the baby boomers did this. This has to be addressed, or generations after yours are going to pay the price for this.
Well, Earl, here's what I am doing as a Generation X, and what I am also sharing with my young adult children who are millennials and Gen Z. They're about in that age. I am telling them to take charge of their retirement and to not depend upon the government. Number one, if you are going to retire, you do not have excessive debt. It really troubles me to see senior citizens with a mortgage. If you are retiring, you should have your home paid off. And that requires some planning before your retirement years. And there are other things that you can do. So Generation X, Millennials, Generation Z, we are going to have to manage our money very differently from baby boomers, because a lot of those programs are not going to be available.
So Cassandra, I will say this to you. In the next 10 years, the largest transfer of wealth in the history of this nation will be taking place, where many baby boomers who have done the right thing are going to be handing over $68 trillion worth of wealth that they've been able to amass. But that's a handful of people. And
that's
even
right.
Though you can tell your children, Cassandra, and to do these things, that's still not going to address the fact that all of this is still going to be there. It does offer an opportunity for your children and your family not to have to maybe go through with it in your own family, but you can't move to the moon. Those people are going to be here. They're going to be taking up resources, and it's going to be a different world.
You're right, Earl, you're right. And all I said before is that the baby boomers who are not financially stable in their retirement, they have to accept some accountability for it.
I know. So Cassandra, let's say yes, they accept the responsibility. Okay, so now what happens? These people are still here.
You know what, Earl? I don't have an answer for you.
I do.
We have a $32 trillion debt.
Cassandra, I do. Stop spending all the money on the military. Stop spending all the money on the military. You know, stop supporting, you know, all these military installation bases all over the world. It's not necessary that we're the most powerful nation on earth. Let's do what we need to do to make sure that the people who live here, regardless, are treated fairly and equitably, whether or not they prepared or not to steal human beings. And they're deserving of dignity in the last years of their life if we are supposedly a Christian nation. Now, if we're not, you know, then we need to stop saying we're a Christian nation.
Well, you know what? There has been new research that less than 50% of the population self-identifies.
Calls themselves Christian.
Christian.
I know.
Yeah, so we're no longer a Christian nation. So, well, Earl, I gave you my opinion.
Hey, it's Cassandra, it's always great talking to you.
Yeah. Take care.
Really appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Let's go to Lou from Cudahy. Hey, Lou, what's going on, man?
Good morning. You know, facts matter. Here's some facts. When Trump left office, in the inflation rate was 1.4%. Biden gets in, runs it up to
what
over 9.
What does that have to do, man? Hey, Lou, what does that have to do with the fact that all of these people who are baby boomers, who long before Donald Trump was in office, and long before maybe you were even born, are getting ready to age and cause a major crisis economically in this nation's future? What does that have to do with Trump? You know, the interest rate was this, and it has nothing to do with that, man.
I'm telling you, people are the elderly people have seen, because of Joe Biden's inflation, 25%
of the value
of their 401k's erased.
I'm one of the elderly people. I'll tell you facts. You're telling me about facts. I'll tell you something. My 401k, when it started hitting the skids, George Bush was the president of the United States. I'm one of those elderly people. I know what I'm talking about. You're trying to give me some facts that, you know, are not facts. Because when my 401k took its worst beating, George Bush was the president of the United States. I don't know where you got your information.
Replace the money that Joe Biden has wiped out. That's the quality of life in our country. And by the way, our cities have been run by Democrats for 50 and 60
okay,
years.
Okay, man. Okay. You know. Got to go to a break. Hang on, 844-967-2789. We come to you other guys on the other side. Be right back.
Chili's been serving up mouthwatering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then, and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups, and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com. We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative, at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny this afternoon with a high of 84. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 52 tonight. Mainly clear skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 59. Low 60s Thursday. Much warmer on Friday with highs in the upper 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently Thursday, much warmer on Friday with highs in the upper 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently Thursday, much warmer on Friday with highs in the upper 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently Thursday, much warmer on Friday with highs in the upper 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently Thursday, much warmer on Friday with highs in the upper 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently Thursday, much warmer on Friday with highs in the upper 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently Thursday, much warmer on Friday with highs in the upper 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently Thursday, much warmer on Friday with highs in the upper 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently Thursday, much warmer on Friday with highs in the upper 60s. For
let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Hey, Jack, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. Am I off base on this?
Just one moment, please. Let me get you off speakerphone.
Yes, sir. Anyway, they pay people.
Okay, here we are.
Go ahead, Jack. Am I off base on this, sir?
Not at all, although I'm one of the very, very lucky seniors, and I'm in very good financial shape. And yeah, my 403B has taken a bit of a hit, but it's not been significant. It hasn't affected my lifestyle at all. I'm incredibly lucky, but there's no question about that. That there are people on the streets that shouldn't be on the streets, and by that I mean people whom we should be helping. That's what this country is about: one for all and all for one, and not me, mine, ours only. But I want to point out a couple of things. These people that call in and blame Biden for inflation, Inflation is a worldwide problem.
Yes.
Everybody knows this. It's been all over every media, including Fox News and Newsmax. And not only that, but the inflation rate in America is lower than it is in almost all of the rest of the world, and certainly in almost all of the developed world. And these people that attack the economy, see, oh, the economy is so terrible. These are, and I believe the data is March of this year, but these are some quotes from a report from Harvard Business Review, which I would hardly call a left-leaning study group. They described the economy as having a booming labor market, exceptionally strong household balance sheets that keep spending high, household net worth far higher than pre-COVID for every single income group, firms that are still going strong, profitability at record highs. Yeah, of course they are record highs. According to Forbes and the Wall Street Journal, about 60% of the inflation is caused by company price gouging. There's fast wage growth, consistently strong sales growth. Firms are reluctant to turn to layoffs. And finally, there's the absence of convincing systematic threats of recession. This is from the Harvard Business Review, and it's not taken out of context. So when Republicans tell us the economy is terrible, this just isn't the case. But it's to their advantage to make it terrible, and probably the best way to do that, guess what? Default on the debt. And that's why they're throwing virtually impossible to accept attempts at mandates in their so-called negotiations. So there's my rant for the morning.
Well, you know, Jack, and as I was saying earlier about those who are fortunate like you who will be able to weather the storms and make it through, and your money will outlive you, that's not the case for the majority of the elderly in this country. Far from it. And that's as true. A nation, we have to address it, Jack. You know, we keep acting like, you know, the ostrich and sticking our heads in the sand, and that this is somehow going to go away. And it's not Democrat or Republican, man. It's both have to come to the realization that this train is coming. And whether you want to talk about it or not, you don't have to listen to what Earl has to say. I'm nobody. But the truth of what I'm talking about is coming. And that day of reckoning is coming, and it's coming sooner than later. And if the answer is let those people stay on the streets, you know, I think we have a nation that can do better, Jack, and should do better. You know, people in the last years of their lives should not be cast into the street because we live in a nation that can do better. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Very clear. I'm not against a strong military. There are real threats, particularly from China. Russia is kind of a paper tiger these days, but still dangerous because they have these big caches of nuclear weapons. So I'm in favor of a strong defense. I have no problem with that, and I'm pretty progressive. But the one thing that I am not in favor of is the fact that in every single budget, at least that I can look back on since 2017, every single budget has put in tens of billions of dollars, enough to finance, for example, Bernie Sanders' College for All program, tens of billions of dollars extra that the Pentagon never asked for into the military budget. That's the sort of thing that has to stop. Then we can look at where is military spending, which of course is never audited. So, but we should audit it, and we should find out where it's not being used.
Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the call, man. I really appreciate it. Got to go to a break. We'll come to you guys on the other side. Be right back. Be right back. Be right back. Be right back.
Download the Civic Media app now so you can listen to this brilliance anywhere, anytime.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. 7% of Wisconsin prisoners are behind bars for crimes they committed as kids. A study by Human Rights for Kids says that's more than any other state except Louisiana. The next big state budget battle looks to be Wisconsin's share of maintaining American Family Field. The ballpark supporters note the taxpayers own the stadium and the Brewers are just a tenant.
And a tenant really, they're not usually required to do major infrastructure maintenance at their facility.
That's Dan Kopanky, who serves on a coalition of supporters of the ballpark. A 2020 study showed AmFam Field had generated $2.5 billion for Wisconsin's economy. In sports, the Astros bullied the Brewers last night 12-2, same two teams tonight, and Green Bay will host the 2025 NFL Draft. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Transform yourself and your fitness routine with Soulful Fitness in Brown Deer. With 25 years of experience, Lisa and her team at Soulful Fitness offer personal training in a variety of classes, including nutrition, kickboxing, boot camps, and yoga. You'll find a private, personalized atmosphere that caters to all fitness levels, from personal training sessions to virtual classes and everywhere in between. For fitness that's personal, visit soulfulfitness.com. That's SOLFUL fitness.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Mike Crivello's Camera Center help you start your family photo album by turning your digital images into gorgeous 4x6-inch prints on 2 for Tuesday. Buy one print, get the second free, up to 100 prints. In-store only at 181st and Blue Mound.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, thank you very much for waiting, man. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl.
Good morning.
First off, we the people
ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, the Republicans are the pro-death party and show them everything that they do. And let's just get some facts on the table. Number one, every Republican president has run the debt and deficit up higher than any Democratic president.
Facts. Facts.
Number two, tax cuts. Illegal wars that were never put on the books. Those two things are the things that have driven the deficit and the debt through the ceiling. It hasn't been on the social safety net. We need a social safety net in this country. And it just so happens that the social safety net gives us a return on investment for the average person that's out there, because free college education would bring a more educated society. Medicare for all would bring more healthy people around the country so they could get physicals every year and they wouldn't have to worry about, do I get to go to the doctor or not? Child care for all would definitely help out parents who are struggling because of the fact that they can't afford to have their child in child daycare. These are the things that we, the people, should be worrying about. And when I hear people like our callers, Lou and CJ and all these guys, they are so full of BS. And honestly, it's like, do they really think that 10 families should own more wealth than 80% of the country? This is not rocket science. You know,
Tom, so for those who say the military, here's the numbers. The United States military has over 800 military installation bases in over 70 countries all over the world. 800 military packs, 800 military bases over 70 nations.
Those aren't even the soldiers. That's the military industrial complex.
Yes. Yes. Imagine the cost of that.
I just don't get it. I mean, Joe Biden said years ago, a budget shows your values. Well, I guess our values are blowing up other things up into the sky and into other worlds. So therefore, we have an immigration problem because people need to come here because we've destroyed their country. So, I mean, that's the other thing. Ronald Reagan, he destroyed South America. And some of those countries where all these people are coming from. Why? Because their areas are inhabitable now because of Ronald Reagan. This is so ridiculous to me that I don't know. I don't know if if Lou and CJ and those guys are just so rich. That's why I would love if we had a day where it's like, call up and tell me what your income is. Because I'll tell you what, mine's 100 grand. That's what I make a year. But you know what? I'm living pretty okay out here in California, but I can tell you right now, I'm still a couple paychecks away from, you know, being where someone could be at the bottom of the rung. My income is a lot closer to the person on the street that's begging for money than it is to the politician that's begging for money every time they run for office.
Hey, Tom, man, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Get better, man. Let's go to Eric from Tulsa. Hey, Eric, what's going on, man?
Hello, Earl. Good morning. I'd like to say something about what you said earlier about what, you know, what are we going to do when this, you know, this tsunami hits.
The check is due.
In our current trajectory, Earl, we're going to look out for our own. That's what we're going to do because that's what we're conditioned to do. We're going to look out for our own. So that's going to be damn the cost to others. And that kind of dovetails into, you know, like even this debt thing. It's sad that you know, it was predictable that it was going to be done on the backs of the poor. You know, it was predictable because they couldn't go back on Social Security and Medicare because they had put themselves in a corner there. So they're not going to take it from military. Of course, it's going to be on the backs of the poor.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, speaking of the military, I mean, this is something I believe a wise person said not long ago, and it made all the sense in the world, is, again, back to our current trajectory, you know, which is why I strongly believe we need a new story, you know, a new American dream, something different, because this one is going through the motions right now, is that it's a jobs program right now. And so we have to imagine, just like fossil fuels, how we're going to phase out of that. And I don't see anybody talking about that idea. We need to figure out how to phase these folks out, because then they'll be like, great, I don't have to go kill people for a living. I can, you know, do something different for a living and whatever. That's great. Okay. But we don't have that plan. Our current trajectory is the military is going to continue to grow, and we're going to look out for our own.
You know,
and that's not, we should be looking out for each other. We need to be looking out for each other. But honest, which one is the American way?
You know, Eric, and people get frustrated with me sometimes, and I don't care, because I know I'm right on this. When you've got 800 military installation bases in 70 nations across the earth, and you only make up 4% of the global population, something's wrong with that picture. I'm sorry. I'm an American too. But when you got 800 military installation bases in 70 nations, and America only makes up 4% of the global population, why can't we admit that there's something wrong with that picture?
Right. And things aren't perfect back home.
No.
That's why someone like number 45 was able to fool people, because when you start talking America first, people, you know, that don't pay attention, to be honest, get the idea that, oh, we're going to turn around and we're going to fix what's here, because everybody can look around and realize we need fixing here. But it's all a charade. You know, it's not that kind of America first.
No,
it's white male Christian America first.
You know, again, I'm an American too. And I wouldn't want to live.
Most certainly.
And I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. Let's set that record straight. Okay?
Right, right.
There's nowhere else I'd rather live. But that doesn't mean we can't deal from a basis of facts and truth. That doesn't mean that we ignore everything else because we're Americans, and that because we're Americans, we're somehow the value of our lives are more important than any other human life. I don't buy that.
Yeah, the sin of today is not what our ancestors did, but that we continue to pretend it didn't happen.
Yes.
And yeah, it doesn't still haunt us today.
And on
both sides, every side of the argument, it haunts all of us.
And you know, and nothing, and as long as we continue to have people who say, you know, get rid of the books and get rid of the history, we continue to hide behind this lie. I'm sorry. You know, this nation is going to be faced with this reality. And these people are going to be, you're going to see them. You can say, well, we'll take care of our own, as I said earlier in beginning this conversation. I'll be 69 years old in a month. And so I'm included in the elderly. And you don't know, in the twinkling of an eye, your health can be gone the older you get. Okay, how much money you have, that can happen. And so there's so many of us that's going to happen too. And then people need to start understanding that we need to be preparing for that. That's all I'm saying. You know, we need to start preparing for that, because it's coming. And since we are going to be going, on average, a lot quicker than younger people like you, Eric, it's incumbent upon my generation, number one, those of us who are left in leadership positions, to work towards addressing this so that your generation doesn't have to address it. But then if our generation doesn't address it, it's unfortunate that it's going to fall on the lap of your generation, because we fail to plan for it. We're hearing all these other excuses. Well, Joe Biden did this and Joe Biden did that. That's not it, man. They can't even see that. So this is what we've got to, you know, do, Eric, because, the younger people coming up after us deserve a fair opportunity, a fair shake in this society. And they're not going to get it if we don't start preparing for that, man.
Yeah, I hear you. We all need to work together. And again, that's why I say it's a current trajectory thing. We need a different, you know, idea, because we're kind of conditioned to be this way. Not all of us, but enough of us where it's a hard thing to overcome, even for those that want it to be different and want it to be better for all. It's just that, you know, that's why we need people. And I'm Generation X, so my generation is not off the hook at all, because we've witnessed this. I've been an adult for 35 years, whatever. So I've witnessed all of this, and many of us played the silent role and said, hey, we made it through the 60s. We're not those people of the 60s. They had crazy stuff back then, the 70s, 80s. Hey, life was good.
Yeah, life was great, man. I'm not going to lie to you.
And we went and worked instead of you know, going for public service. Because to us, public service was possibly lethal. Let's be honest.
Well, let me tell you something, man. You know, public service and, you know, that's what it is, public service. But so the longer you're in it, the more you don't realize that it's public service. And unfortunately, people, they forget that they're there to serve the people, and it becomes the other way around. And, you know, and so we got to really work on that too, man, because the longer they're there, the more chances it is that you're going to be corrupted, you know. But Eric, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it, man. Thank you. You know, so I just want to say this, you know, for those who listen to the show, I'm always pleased and honored that you guys listen, because I'm different than most hosts, and I'm sure most of you will agree with that. Both Democrat and Republicans, I'm different. And I'm different because I choose to be different. I choose to see things as they are. And whether or not it hurts somebody's feelings or not, it doesn't matter to me. Truth, we're not going to ever compromise for anybody. Not for any Democrat, for any Republican. Not for anybody black or anybody white. Not for anybody male or female. Never going to compromise what is true. And true is not Earl Ingram's truth. Truth is universal. It's not Republican, it's not Democrat. Right? And so if you base the things that you say and do on that, then you can stand strong, as I do when I'm on these airwaves. Doesn't make me smarter than anybody. You know, again, I'm a high school graduate. That's it. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll talk about it on the other side. Be right back.
Fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom, just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex jet engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from 7 top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom, just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help.
Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 84. This afternoon, under mainly clear skies, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows dip down to about 52. High temperatures reach up to 59. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Temps a bit below average Thursday and Friday, with highs from the low 60s to the upper 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And as I was saying before the break, look, I'm just the average guy, you know. I mean, you know, I'm a high school graduate. And over 50 years ago, I graduated from high school in Milwaukee, Washington High School. I have no college at all, no additional education. And so life experience and the fact that, you know, when you look at the world and you feel the pain of others and you realize that, you know, we're only on this planet for a short time, man. You know, what I do know and what I do understand is that it doesn't matter how many letters you have behind your name. The same experiences you will have as the person who has no letters behind their names. The truth of the matter is it's what we can do for others. The essence of what the life is about is that. Not about that your life has more value than somebody else's. It does not. It may be to you, but not to others. And so that's a valuable lesson to learn. Because when you realize that your life has no more value than somebody else's, then you'll treat people as you would want to be treated. Then you would respect every human being you come across. Because you know they're part of the same family you are from. And not base things on what they have or who they are. Because none of those things matter when, you know, the evil consequences of time come knocking on our doors. And it will do that to all of us. Make no mistake about it. All of us are going to meet that inevitable time. So to me, as long as we are here, then whatever our thoughts were and have been should be towards making other people's lives better. And you know when you do that? Hey, what you get from that money can never give you. And maybe people should try that. We have a much better place. Al, what's going on, man? Speaking of people who make other people's lives better.
I disagree with you.
Well, okay. Spit it out.
You said that your education stopped in high school?
I said I have a high school education. I didn't go to any additional classes or any of those things. So I have a high school education. That's it.
Did that stop your education?
No, well, that stopped my formal, what they call formal education.
No, it stopped your academic education. Having lived 68 years, you have more education than the majority walking around here. And that young man that was on the radio before your break, who said that they're trying to make America great again because of white men and Christians. Most of these idiots who are out here raising all this cane are no more Christian than my shoe.
When you know the definition of a Christian, you're right.
If you know the history of Christianity, Christianity started and was found in the mountains of Ethiopia, and it was created by black people, just like everything else. But people want people to believe that they're smarter and more intelligent. I've lived longer than you, and it took me a number of years after high school to get into college. I went to 3. But the point is, I got more education from being on the streets in this country, in 7 different states, in the inner city, sometimes eating out of garbage cans and living in cardboard boxes, than I got when I was in those colleges.
Let me ask you, Al. Let me ask you, because, man, you've traveled the world. And so here you are at the latter stages of your life, still serving people. You don't have to do it. Why are you still doing it?
Because that's what makes me feel good. Because other people have not arrived and have received the benefits that I have, and I'm trying to give something back to those who are less fortunate than me.
Well, you've been giving back. You've been giving back. And this is the point I'm trying to make to people, Al.
For over 50 years, yes, I have been. So, but the point is, I'm not dead yet.
And see, that's my point. The reservoir never runs dry, right? Your reservoir never runs dry. We're trying to make somebody else's life better.
As long as I keep breathing, I'm going to keep doing what I do, and that's trying to help others to arise to my level.
Man, Al, you know, and I know that. I know you. And you know, I'm honored to have known you and continuing to know you. And as long as I'm healthy, I'm going to follow in your footsteps. There's no retirement for some of us, right?
We retire when they throw dirt at us.
That's a fact. That's how I live my life, and that's what I believe, man. We got to run. Thank you very much, Al. Really appreciate it. Thank everybody who made the show go. Really appreciate you guys taking the time out to listen. Tell somebody about us. Thank you, Calvin. Could not do it without you. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Wipe away your tears.
Real Chili's been serving up mouth-watering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then, and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups, and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a very special one.